It's 11 in the morning, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Homicide Lieutenant Donald Halverson, acting on information secured by the district attorney, begins his investigation of Kate Beekman's role in the murder of Gordon Weber. More of Halverson's investigation in a few moments. Now, outside the district attorney's office.
Harry.
All right, sorry, Donald. Did you see Kate Beekman?
Yes, and I gave you your instructions. Did you see Mr. Apt?
Yeah.
Oh, no results?
Oh, I got results, but not what I expected. Oh, there's Paul Drake across the street. Come on, let's go.
Hi, Perry. Hello, beautiful.
Hi, Paul.
Stay in the car, Paul. You are going places.
What's up, Perry?
I spoke to Ed Beekman.
And?
Beekman has had no contact with Gordon Weber during the past year. He hasn't laid eyes on Gordy.
So he doesn't have an immediate motive for killing Gordy. Unless the DA learns that Beekman's daughter was in the murder apartment.
You check with Kate's mother?
Yeah. Police haven't tried to see Kate.
So far.
What, Perry?
Apt has a case against Ed Beekman. His case is weak in regard to motive. So Apt would logically look for suspects among Weber's associates. I offered him the preliminary results of our investigation of the dead man, but Mr. Apt is not interested. He thinks he has a motive for Ed.
Is he running a bluff?
I don't think so.
Well, then, maybe he knows that Kate was in Gordy's apartment.
Or maybe it's something else. Nobody's tried to question the girl.
Yes, it's possible Apt is being cute.
You mean he'll snoop around before he questions Kate, Chief?
Possibly. So find out, Paul. Learn what the DA and the police are up to. Hmm?
So who's running the police end?
Don Halverson. Halverson's transferred from auto theft.
Halverson's a good guy.
Yes, whose first loyalty is to the DA, so you'll have to work undercover. Now, learn what the DA is up to. Keep checking into Weber's background. Use all the men you need. Hire people from outside agencies if it's necessary.
You're going all out?
So are you.
It'll cut down on your social life.
But fatten up my bank account. Where'll I reach you to report?
Well, I'm going to speak to Kate personally now, so have one of your men follow me to make sure Apt isn't having me followed.
Right.
And phone me at Della's apartment at 1 o'clock. Phone at 1 o'clock, let it ring for 10 seconds, then hang up and dial back immediately.
Gotcha. Give you a lift?
No, we'll take a cab. All right, Della.
Various people are affected in various ways by the death of Gordon Weber, but Miss Tony Fascina alone feels a sense of personal loss. Yet, in truth, Miss Fascina's monumental grief is a bit, or even more than a bit, selfish. She had good times with Gordy. She got her job at the club through Gordy. So Gordy meant fun and prosperity. As a matter of fact, her sorrow for Gordy is as nothing compared to Miss Fascina's deep and abiding sympathy for her own pretty self. Now, Miss Fascina stands before the full-length mirror in her bedroom. Notes how her stylish dress of deep mourning becomes her. Examines the colorless polish on her nails with approval as...
Just a moment, please.
Miss Fascina?
Yes. You're Lieutenant Donald Halverson. Come in, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Have we met, Miss Fascina?
I saw you when your sergeant questioned me the night Gordon was killed.
Well, then we can dispense with showing my credentials unless...
You don't need to show them. Sit down, please.
Thanks. Are we alone, Miss Fascina?
What do you mean?
Well, I understand that Weber's death means the loss of a close personal friend. Perhaps you called someone in to stay with you.
Oh... No, I haven't felt like seeing people since Gordy died. We're quite alone, Lieutenant. Mm-hmm. I'm all alone. All alone. Remember the song, Lieutenant? Gordy bought me a special arrangement of that song. It cost him $100. He gave me a lot of presents.
Miss Fascina.
I almost phoned you, Lieutenant.
Why?
Because I was hurt. Your assistant wouldn't let me in Gordy's apartment.
Well, why would you
just want... to be close to things he was close to.
Well, I'm sorry, but regulations are regulations.
Oh, I understand. Of course it is. It isn't your fault. Did you bring the list?
List?
Of Gordon's personal effects. Naturally, he wanted me to have them.
Well, I do have a list. Various items of jewelry, loose currency, keys to his safety deposit
boxes. Oh, I don't care what they are, Lieutenant. Little things... mean so much to a woman. Even his wristwatch or those keys.
We can't open his safety deposit box until the state taxmen are present.
Oh?
And there'll be time later on for disposition of Weber's estate.
Then, what did you come for?
I want information about a club employee. You know Kate Beekman?
Why ask about her?
Do you object?
You answer a question with another question, Lieutenant.
Well, my job is asking questions. Do you object to giving me some answers about Miss Beekman?
I don't object. But I don't like talking about her.
Why?
Because her father killed the man I love. Now look at me, Lieutenant. There isn't a mean bone in my body. I never hated anybody until I heard Gordy was dead. But that night, for just a little while, I hated Ed Beekman. Oh, you don't have to tell me I was wrong, but I couldn't help it. I loved Gordy with all my heart. And for a little while, I hated the man who killed him. And then do you know what I did? I remembered Gordy. Gordy wouldn't want me to have hate in my heart. Not even for Ed Beekman.
Well, there was no love lost between Beekman and Weber.
That's what I'm saying. You know what Beekman did when he and Gordy got out of prison?
There was trouble between them.
Trouble? Now, Gordy was a little guy, but he had a great big heart. He wanted to help Beekman.
Beekman claims Gordy tried to rope him into a phony deal.
Beekman says that? Well, I guess a killer will say anything. I know the truth, Lieutenant. And the truth is Gordy tried to give him a break. Beekman pulled something crooked and Gordy cut him off. Yeah. And Beekman tried to kill Gordy with a bailing hook.
Beekman says Gordy pulled a knife.
No, Lieutenant, I saw the whole thing. That big gorilla tried to murder Gordy a year ago. But like I say, Gordy had a big heart. But there was no room for hate in it. Gordy just couldn't hold a grudge. What? Even after Ed Beekman did what he did, Gordy didn't stay mad. Not my Gordy. That sweet little guy said, you know what he said? He said, Tony, Beekman's what he is. He can't help it. But I'm not going to turn down his kid.
You mean Kate?
Sure.
Turn her down how?
When she came whining around for a job.
Let's talk about that, hmm?
What?
Miss Beekman working for Weber. Let's talk about Miss Beekman.
What's there to say? Her father killed Gordon. Why are you interested in her?
Well, I have to get some general background information.
Oh.
You know Miss Beekman?
Sure.
You know her well?
Yeah, I know her. She worked as my assistant.
I understand that she's a smart, hard-working girl.
Where do you understand that?
From a previous employer. She worked as a model.
I remember. She never let you forget it. Lieutenant, I don't know how she did on her other jobs. For all I know, she could model a new dress like anybody's business. But I know how she works for me. Well, never mind. Just never mind.
Are you saying that she didn't work hard?
I'd rather not say.
Why?
Because I don't like talking behind a girl's back, and what difference does it make?
Background information.
I wish she didn't have to ask me about her. I just don't like talking behind her back.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you'll have to. What information I have indicates that Miss Beekman is a nice, conscientious kid.
You got that from the man she used to work for?
That's right.
I've heard her talk about Mr. Ritchie. I mean, laugh about him. But if the guy likes her well enough to say she's a sweet, decent kid, who am I to call him a liar?
I'll tell you who you are, miss. You're being asked questions by a cop investigating a murder case. So if you can give me the truth about Kate Beekman...
I know things. I know plenty.
Then start talking.
I don't want to, Lieutenant.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're making me do this. I hate to talk about any girl behind her back. But you asked for it, Lieutenant. All right. I'll tell you about Kate Beekman.
You know Kate Beekman is a sweet, innocent girl. But as you also know, Tony Fassina has a jealous hatred of Kate. Tony's hatred could make her believe evil things of the girl. And if Tony believes evil and speaks evil things of Kate, Tony Fassina could be convincing. By all means, hear tomorrow's important and disturbing development.